Welcome to the Etsy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin McRoberts. I talk a lot about seasons of life, seasons of ministry, seasons of work. I love the concept. I love the idea. I love the notion that for long stretches of time, somewhat indeterminate stretches of time, certain things are true, certain things work. I like that there isn't a stringent timeline when we talk about seasons. We can be in a really long season, we can be in a really short season. One of the reasons we talk about seasons when they come up is because of transition. Not that we don't enjoy the seasons we're in, but normally when we have a conversation about seasons of life, it's because we're moving from one season to another, or we're sensing the end of a season and the beginning of a new one. And I used to think that the energy, the internal energy I needed to actually move me from one season to the next was about confidence and satisfaction, that I was satisfied with the work I had done in the previous season, and or I was confident about what was going to happen in the next season. And this is important because, as you know, we can be in that seasonal transitional moment and not be ready. I can come to the end of a season and not be ready to move on from that season, or I can be moving into another season and not be or feel ready to start it. I used to think that was always because I was either not done with or not satisfied with the work I had done in the previous season, or not ready for and confident in the work I was doing or ready to do in the next. And I've come to recognize that's actually not true, because I care about the things I do. I'm pretty much never fully satisfied with the work that I've done. I can look back over the seasons in my past and rethink everything. I can rethink top to bottom and woulda, coulda, shoulda. I could have put the cherry on top in this way. I kind of wish I'd had this conversation differently. I should have added this element to this project. I can rethink and reinvent in retrospect for hours and hours on end every day because I care about what I do. And in the same way, I can look into the future and have plans. And I don't not make plans. I do make plans. I hold them loosely because I rarely feel fully confident in the plan I have for the next season. So if it's not full satisfaction with the work I've done, and it's not full confidence or enough confidence in what I'm planning to do, what is the energy internally that helps propel me and move me from one season to the next? I think it's thankfulness. That far deeper and more comprehensive than being satisfied mathematically with my accomplishments in the previous season, being thankful that I got to do the work at all. Thankfulness also includes the moments of failure. Unlike the other kind of metrics I normally use for transitional thinking that are almost exclusively about measuring success, thankfulness includes failure. I'm thankful for the mistakes I made because of the things that I learned and the way that I grew. Thankfulness actually becomes about my person, about my soul, and not just about my work. And in the same way, I might not know what comes tomorrow. I just flat out actually don't. I don't know what comes tomorrow. I might be right, but I don't feel confident about my rightness. I can, though, be thankful that I get to move into another season, that I get to do the work in the next season, that I get to work with other people in the next season. And that's really the other thing underlying all of it. Thankfulness includes other people. The metrics for success usually don't. Did the job get done well? Was the job done poorly? Am I confident that I can do the job well, or am I worried that I'll do the job poorly? None of that includes I get to work with other people, which is a gift unto itself, regardless of the successes or the failures in that season and in that work, regardless of the metric. Which means I have to have space, I have to make space in my life to look back and look forward with a heart of thankfulness, which is why the practice of rest is so vital when it comes to working well and working faithfully, working deeply and working joyfully in the world. If I don't make space for rest, I will not have space for thankfulness. Only when I can remove myself regularly and deeply enough from metrics of success and failure and utilitarianism can I look at the seasons of my life with a heart that is simply thankful that I get to be in it at all. Only in a posture of rest can I look at my life that way.